Please be seated.
Q&A, 或者讲道。
So this period has been arranged as a Q&A session or sermon.
那我想我 继续来讲一段 查考一段圣经 然后我们来做 Q&A。
So for the first half, I would like to share with you a message from the Bible, and the second half, we will continue on as Q&A.
那各位可以 对不起 就我们今天所听的 我们想一下 看有没有什么问题。
And so I would like to invite you to think about, reflect upon the sermons today and to think if you have any questions.
我们今天的重点是放在教会。
So the emphasis of today's message is church.
好，现在请我们看《使徒行传》13章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
13章第1节
Chapter 13, verse 1
从第1节到第4节 请你念
Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 4 In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers Barnabas, Simeon called Niger Lucius of Cyrene Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod of the Tetrarch and Saul While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting the Holy Spirit said Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they have fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Verse 4, the two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus.
Amen. 我们知道这个教会是从耶路撒冷开始。
We know that the church originated in the city of Jerusalem.
所以当时耶路撒冷的教会他们 就有一些的神所给他们的使命
And so they understood the mission that God had for them
那一直到这里呢提到的另外一个教会 就是在安提亚的教会
And until and then after some time there was a church in Antioch
这是经过犹太人跟非犹太人他们分享的福音
The reason the church was built was that the Jewish believers share their message to the Gentile believers.
好，我们请看第十一章《使徒行传》11章。
So in Acts chapter 11,
19节
verse 19. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews.
20节.
Verse 20. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus.
21节.
Verse 21. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
这里说到因为使徒行的事情，所以耶路撒冷的信徒他们就分散。
Because Stephen was martyred, and all the believers scattered throughout the land.
他们一开始将福音是传给这个犹太人。
Initially, they preached only to the Jews.
但是后来，20节说，他们到了安提阿，也将这个福音传给希利尼人。
However, those believers that went to Antioch also began to preach to the Greeks.
那21节说，这个就有很多人，他们也来归主，也来相信。And
for this reason, many people came to believe in the Lord.
所以就开始了有这个所谓这个安提亚的教会。And
in this way, they built up the church in Antioch.
所以耶路撒冷也派人到这个安提亚去牧养。And
because of the presence of the church, believers in Jerusalem would send out workers to help in Antioch.
这个被派去的就是这个巴拿巴。One
of the workers that were sent there was Barnabas.
那巴拿巴他又把这个保罗给找出来。And
Barnabas went there and sought out Paul.
我们看25节, 11章25节。
Let's continue to read chapter 11, verse 25. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Paul, Saul.
这个巴拿巴他把这个扫罗就是保罗找来一起来帮忙他的工作。
There he found him and brought him to work together with him.
那他们的同工让这个福音在安提亚更加的兴旺。
Because of them working together, they were able to preach the gospel even more in Antioch.
那这个信耶稣的人被称为基督徒也是从安提亚开始。
It was also at that place in Antioch where the believers of Christ were first called Christians.
那这个地方的人他们信主之后他们马上的也表现出这个主内一家人的精神。
And the believers in Antioch, as soon as they believe in Christ, they began to behave like one family.
他们知道耶路撒冷的信徒他们那个地方在经济上遇到问题。
At the time, they realized that the members in Jerusalem were in financial difficulty.
所以他们就捐钱要巴拿巴跟保罗把这个捐款带过去。
So they put together some donation and asked Barnabas and Saul to bring the donation money to Jerusalem.
所以很快的这个安提亚教会它就成为一个相当好的一个教会。
So very quickly, the church in Antioch became a very good church.
那它这个安提亚教会就成为当时代的第二个这个中心。
So Antioch became a second center of Christianity.
尤其是对非犹太人传福音的一个据点。
And it was especially important for preaching to the Gentiles.
它安提亚教会成为一个先道的教会。
And so the church in Antioch became a very evangelical church.
那我们就从十三章的第一节到第四节，我们一起来学习一下一个先道的教会。
So I would like to use chapter 13 verses 1 to 4 to share with you how to be an evangelical church.
因为我们希望我们也会是一个先道的教会。
Because I hope that we will also be an evangelical church.
那我们应该也有这样的一个 potential, 这样的一个潜能。
Because I also believe that we have the potential to be such a church.
我们也应该可以像安提亚教会这样子。
I also believe that we can be like the church in Antioch.
我们看到十三章的第一节。
Let's continue to read chapter 13, verse 1.
这个传福音必须要有人来参与。
In order to preach the gospel, there has to be people who participate in preaching.
当我们讲到先道，这一定里头一定包括着人。
If we want to preach, we need to involve people.
今天当我们谈到先道的时候，我们所想到的是什么？
So when we talk about evangelism today, what do we think of first?
有人说先道就好像一个公司在推销它的产品。
Some people make an analogy between evangelism to a company trying to sell their products.
或者说在推展某一件事情。
Or a company having a promotional event.
如果我们用这个方向来想，
If we use this analogy to think about evangelism,
你一定会想到说在墙壁上有一个很大的地图。
Then you would, you can imagine that we might put up a map on the wall.
那个地图上面会标注着很多的不同颜色的记号。
And on this wall, we would make different marks of different colors.
来显示出说这个产品还没有销到哪个地方。
And we would mark out where the product has not reached yet.
那应该怎么去把这个产品推销到那些地方去？
And we will start to brainstorm ways to promote this product even more.
如果是为了推展某一件事情，
So if we want to do something,
那可能需要经费。
We need to have money.
所以可能就会需要有一些说明会来筹备这个筹备钱。
So we might hold a fundraising event to explain the purpose of the donation and to try and solicit money.
如果要推展某一件事情，那可能我们要招一些义工来做这些事情。
And if we want to promote a certain event or product, we need to have volunteers who would come forward to help with organizing or carrying it out.
所以很有可能当我们讲到先道的时候，我们心里所想的是这些。
And so when we talk of evangelism, many of us have this image in mind.
但是我们看《使徒行传》十三章啊，却不是这样子。
But if we turn back to chapter 13, Acts chapter 13, it doesn't seem to be that way.
在这里我们所看到的是圣灵在他们当中来工作。
What we see here is that the Holy Spirit was working with them.
在第一节里头啊，提到了一些人物。
In verse 1, there are mentioned many people.
这里提到说他们是先知，他们是教师。
There are prophet mentioned and a teacher mentioned.
那很有可能啊，这几个人就是当时教这个安提亚教会的这个核心。
So we can assume that they were probably the core members of the church in Antioch.
就好像今天教会里头所谓的这个职务会的成员。
So they were like the council members of today.
圣灵在他们当中来工作。
And the Holy Spirit was working among them.
那我们看看这些人是哪些人。
And now we're going to learn who these prophets and teachers were.
提到巴拿巴。
The first person mentioned was Barnabas.
这个巴拿巴是主耶稣复活升天之后，他来信主的。
Barnabas came to believe in Christ only after Jesus had ascended to heaven.
他是一个犹太人。
He was a Jew.
那再来提到有一个称呼尼杰的西缅。
There is a man named Simeon called Niger.
这很有可能啊，这个 Niger 哈，很有可能他是一个非洲裔的一个信徒。
It's possible that this person may have come from Africa.
那另外还有一个这个路球，他是跟昏荒之王希利古利奈人路球跟昏荒 之王希利同样的马念。
And then there were Lucius of Cyrene and Manian who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch.
这个路球他是这个看起来是一个算是北非那边的人。
So Lucius appeared to be a North African.
那再来还有这个扫罗。
And then Saul.
这个扫罗他是一个以前逼迫基督徒的人。
And Saul was one who persecuted Christians.
他是受过拉比训练的人。
He was one who was trained by the rabbis.
这样看起来，这些人啊，他们的背景是很不一样的。
So by looking at this list, we can tell that these people came from very different backgrounds.
但是他们却成为当时安提亚教会的核心。
Yet they became the core members of the church in Antioch.
所以这个核心它是一个是一个 mix 一个混合的一个组成。
There were one, yet they were mixed of different types of people.
那他们有什么共同点呢？
But what did they have in common?
他们的共同点就是他们都是被主耶稣所拣选。
What they had in common was that they were all chosen by God.
他们有共同的信仰。
They had the same faith.
那从外在上来看，他们可以沟通，表示他们有同样的语言。
And we can see that they could communicate with each other, so they spoke the same language.
当时他们所通用的语言应该是希腊文。
The common language they used was probably Greek.
那但是他们来自于不同的地方。
But they came from very different places.
所以呢，他们用着带着他们那个地方的口音的希腊文，这样来彼此交通。
They probably converse with one another using Greek, but with different accents.
但是没有关系，虽然大家都带着口音，但是用同样的语言在沟通。
Even though they all spoke with their regional accents of Greek, they were able to use the same language to communicate.
那这一些人聚在一起，圣灵在他们的当中来工作。
And this group of people gathered together, and the Holy Spirit worked with them.
那这一些人，他们都有爱人的灵魂的心。
All these people also had the heart of love for others.
一个人需要爱别人的灵魂，才会去看重这个先道的工作。
Only those who love the souls of others will participate in the work of evangelism.
十三章的第二节、第三节，就告诉我们这个所谓的先道啊，它包括着这个教会对人的差派。
Part of the work of evangelism involves sending out people out to preach, as we can read from verses 2 and 3.
第二节说他们在侍奉神，他们在进食的时候，圣灵对他们说话。
In verse 2, it says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said,
要他们分这个差派巴拿巴跟扫罗去做神主耶稣召他们 所要做的工。
Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them.
所以他们又进食祷告，就按手在这两个人的头上，就打发他们出去。
So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
我们看到这个他们先到的方向是由圣灵 来带领他们。
We can see that the direction of their preaching was guided by the Holy Spirit himself.
他们这个职务会，他们在做什么？
What did this church council do?
这里说他们在侍奉神，他们进食，进食当然就是包括着祷告。
It says here that they were worshiping God or serving God and they were fasting.
那在他们的当中就有这个圣灵的带领跟指示。
And while doing that, the Holy Spirit sent them a message.
那我们看看今天我们职务会在做什么。
So today, let us think of what our church council is doing.
我们常常想到职务会，我们就想到的就是他们每一个月要开一次会。
When we think of the church council, we know that they meet once a month to have a meeting.
是的，开会就是一种的讨论，一种的沟通。
It is true that a meeting is where people communicate.
开会很重要。
And it is important to meet and talk.
但是在这里并没有很特别的来提到说他们的开会。
But here it doesn't really place an emphasis on the meeting itself.
这里所提到的是这个职务会他们是在侍奉神，他们是在祷告。
Yet the council worshiped God and fasted and prayed.
甚至他们是禁食。
They even fasted.
那他们就有圣灵在他们的当中来运行，来带领他们。
And with that, the Holy Spirit worked among them and led them.
那保罗跟巴拿巴就成为他们所要差派的人。
And with that, they chose Barnabas and Saul to be the ones to preach.
在祷告的当中，不但这两个人，其他的人都明白这件事情。
And through their prayers, they realized their mission, not just Barnabas and Saul.
所以他们能够很同心合意的一起来做这个事情。
And so they were able to proceed with this holy work with one accord.
本来巴拿巴跟保罗他们在安提阿的地方，他们有一个很喜乐的这种服事。
We can imagine that before they were sent out, Barnabas and Saul probably had a very harmonious time with the church members in Antioch.
他们也做得非常的喜乐。
They were very joyful in preaching the gospel in the city.
因为神跟他们同工。
Because God was with them.
我们请看十一章，《使徒行传》十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11.
十一章二十四节。
Verse 24.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
Then Barnabas Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord.
巴拿巴在安提亚的地方，他带领了很多人来信主。
Barnabas brought many people to believe in the Lord in Antioch.
二十六节
，verse 26。
早朝了，扫罗就带他到安提阿去。他们足足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
Verse 26. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
所以巴拿巴跟保罗他们在安提阿 这个做了很好的，以我们今天来讲，他们做了很好的圣工。
So Barnabas and Saul did a wonderful, did a great job in Antioch.
但是现在圣灵却要他们两个人离开这个地方。
Yet the Holy Spirit wanted the two of them to leave the city.
那为什么是这两个人呢？
Why did the Holy Spirit choose these two people?
因为要他们照着他们的恩赐来做圣工。
Because the Holy Spirit wanted them to do their work according to their gifts.
因为圣灵知道这两个人是最好的去传福音的人选。
Because the Holy Spirit knew that these two people were the best people to preach the gospel.
如果我们顺着圣灵的带领，我们总是能够达到这样一个最好的效力。
If we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can be the most effective.
照着我们的恩赐来做我们应该做的事情。
And we can work according to our gifts.
那我们也看到这教会是如何来差派他们。
And next, we are going to see how the church sent them out.
其他的人都同意说让这两个人出去。
And all the others also agreed to send them out.
对其他的地方来讲，这两个人是最好的人选。
They also agree that these two people were the best in terms of preaching to other regions.
那在安提阿这个地方呢，应该很多人也是这么想，这两个人是在这里来侍奉是最好的。
Of course, also at the time, maybe other people also believe that these two people should stay in Antioch to continue to work there.
但是他们尊重圣灵给他们的带领。
But they obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以按手在这两个人的头上，然后差派他们出去。
So they laid hands on them and sent them out.
为他们祷告。
They prayed for them.
虽然这两个人是最有恩赐的人。
Even though these were the two most gifted workers.
但是他们仍然不忘了需要这个神的帮助，神的同工。
They did not forget that they needed God's guidance.
所以为他们按手才差派他们出去。
And so they sent them off only after they had laid hands on them.
这个打发他们出去也包括着教会给他们最大的这个支持。
By the fact that they sent them off, it also shows that the church supported them.
所以这两个人是有教会来支持他们。
So these two people had the full support of the church.
虽然他们是有恩赐的，但是他们也需要其他的人来支持他们。
Even though they themselves were gifted, and they still needed to have the support of the church to work.
不但是用祷告来支持他们，也用实质的物质上来支持他们。
They supported them with prayers. They also supported them with material things.
所以先到必须要有教会的差派。
And so for someone to preach the gospel, that person has to be sent by the church.
再来第三个，这个先道的工作要包括着有人愿意去。
And also, in order to preach the gospel, we need to have willing people to do the work.
请看十三章的第四节。
Let's continue to read chapter 13, verse 4. The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus.
这里说保罗、巴拿巴他们就出去了。
It says here that Saul and Barnabas went off.
这个是一个很重要的一个事实，要有人愿意去。
And so, practically speaking, there needs to be people who go out and to preach to preach physically.
他们就离开这个他们已经熟悉了的一个。
So these two people left what was familiar to them, the city of Antioch.
他们就前往一个他们陌生的地方。
They went to a region that they were not familiar with.
他们有那个意愿，愿意被教会、被圣灵来差派他们。
They had the will to be sent by the Holy Spirit and the church.
所以我们看到这个差派啊，包括着这三件事情。
So to be sent includes three dimensions.
圣灵的差派。
We need to be sent by the Holy Spirit.
我们需要有圣灵的感动。
We need to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
第二个，教会的差派。
Second is that we need to be sent by the church.
这是教会的圣工。
Because the work belongs to church.
这个不是个人的工作。
Because this, the work does not belong to an individual.
那再来，这两个人他们愿意前往。
The third dimension is that these two people were willing to go.
所以我们要常常去了解我们的呼召到底是什么。
So we should continually reflect on our calling.
有一些人的呼召就是在地荒上来侍奉来工作。
For some people, the calling may be to serve in the local level.
有一些人就是需要到某一个地方去。
For other people, their calling may be to go to a certain region and to serve there.
但是无论如何，重要的是这个被呼召的人他愿意去。
But what's most important is that whoever is called to do any work, that person has to be willing.
在当时的安提阿教会已经有好多的人信主耶稣了。
At the time, there were already many believers in the church of Antioch.
相信每一次的聚会都是有一个很好的感觉。
I believe that every time they met, they probably had a very good time.
大家都这么的热烈的一起在敬拜神。
Everyone was fervent in serving and worshiping the Lord.
无论是唱诗，无论是祷告，都是让人觉得非常的美好的。
No matter during prayer or hymn singing, perhaps they probably had a very good harmonious time with one another.
但是保罗、巴拿巴他们不能够只是享受于眼前的这个这么美好的这种属灵的经验。
But Paul and Barnabas knew that they could not simply rest and enjoy this environment without serving God further.
真的能够跟很多热心的弟兄姐妹、蒙恩典的弟兄姐妹一起敬拜神，这个是一个很大的福气。
It is true, it's a great blessing to serve with other brothers and sisters in the Spirit.
但是他们的眼界也要看到还有很多失迷的人。
At the same time, they had the vision that they had this vision that there were many out there that had not, they were blinded in their own ways.
有很多的人，他们即将沉沦。
And there were many people out there who were about to fall into great darkness.
所以他们不能够只顾自己来享受这一种属灵的福气。
So they knew that they couldn't enjoy the goodness in Christ themselves.
虽然所要前往所要做的事情还是一个未知数。
Even though by stepping out they were going into the unknown.
但是既然是圣灵的感动，他们就前往。
But because the Holy Spirit moved them, they went off.
今天我们也需要有这样的一个态度跟心智。
So today we must also have this will and determination.
无论环境是怎样，我们还是要先到。
No matter how our environment is, we need to continue to preach.
我们今天的环境啊，跟使徒的后期末期的环境应该是非常的类似。
The environment today is similar to the later part of the apostolic times.
我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第三节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 3。
第三节，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。
Verse 3, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine, instead to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear.
第四节，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths.
第五节，你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
Verse 5, but you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
我想我们很多人在传福音的过程当中我们也是有这样的体验。
I believe many of us, as we preach the gospel, we have this experience.
现代很多地方的人呢，他们对福音的态度啊，就像这里保罗所描写的。
Many people of today have this attitude towards the gospel.
他们宁愿去听一些不能够救他们灵魂的一些信息。
They would rather go and hear messages that could not save their souls.
对真的能够让他们得救的道理，他们却觉得厌烦。
At the same time, they are tired of messages that can save their souls.
这也是常常让我们在先道上我们会觉得这个觉得这个挫折。
And so this is the type of disappointment we might face as we preach the gospel.
我将最好的要给你。
We try and give the best to them.
但是你却拒绝。
But they refuse.
我是很真心的把这个这么好的这么宝贵的要给你，你却不理。
We use our most sincere heart to offer up this most precious gift, yet they refuse us.
保罗已经看见提摩太他所要遭遇的这个传福音的这个困难呢、啊，是比他还大。
Paul had already anticipated that Timothy would encounter even greater obstacles as he tried to preach the gospel.
那保罗并没有说那就算了。
But Paul didn't say that he should then give up.
第五节保罗是说，虽然是这样子，你还是要坚持这个真理。
But Paul said in verse 5, even though the times are like this, but you should keep your head in all situations and do this.
不但守住道理，而且还要继续的做这个传道的工作。
Not that you should keep yourself in this situation, you should also continue to do the work of an evangelist.
那今天或许我们常常遇到的情况正是这样子。
Perhaps as we preach today, we encounter many disappointments like this.
但是在主耶稣还没有再来之前，我们总是还是要继续的传道。
But before Jesus Christ comes, we need to continue to do the work.
所以这个安提阿的经验可以做一个我们很好的一个模范。
And so the experience from the church in Antioch can be our example.
我们要看重这个在教会里头的侍奉以及这个祷告。
We should emphasize the service in the church and our prayers.
我们已经提到这一个职务会啊，他们的背景是非常的不一样的。
We had mentioned earlier that the church council at that time was made of people of many backgrounds.
但是借着祷告，他们能够撇开个人的这些不一样。
But through prayer, they were able to set aside personal differences.
在圣灵的带领之下，他们仍然是合一的。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they were able to unite as one.
他们看重敬拜神，所以他们能够听见圣灵给他们的指示。
Because they worship God and emphasize the fact of their worshiping God, Holy Spirit guided them.
所以他们明白了之后，他们就马上的做回应。
And as soon as they understood the message, they immediately took action.
他们有人被差派出去。
And then someone got sent off.
那其他的人在背后来支持他们，支持这个被派出去的人。
And the rest of the people supported those who were sent off.
那我们看到保罗跟巴拿巴，他们是出去了。
Here we can see that Barnabas and Saul were sent off.
但是他们不是独立的。
But they were not by themselves.
他们还是连属于这个团体。
They were still connected to this greater body.
他们接受按手才出去。
They went off only after having received laying on of hands.
他们是有恩赐的。
They were gifted.
但是他们需要其他的人来支持他们。
Yet they needed the support of the others.
那我们也看到安提亚这个教会啊，他的这一种能够这个独立。
At the same time, we can see how independent the church in Antioch was.
他们不是说这两个人怎么能够让他们出去。
Because they did not say that how can these two people go off after they leave, how can we survive?
虽然这两个人出去了，我们还是能够把教会经营得很好。
Even though the two people were sent off, they were confident that they could manage the church.
两个人出去了，好像就少了两个人的力量。
It may have seemed that after the two people left, they would have lost the strength of two people.
但是他们 没有自私的心。
But they were not selfish.
哦，他们也能够看见，还有人比他们更需要保罗跟巴拿巴。
Because they could see that there were others who needed Paul and Barnabas more than they did.
啊，他们也清楚的知道这一切都是神的工作。
They also understood clearly that it was the working of God.
啊，我想我们在美国的每一个教会啊，我们都可以像是一个安提阿的教会。
I believe that all of our churches in the U.S. can be like the church in Antioch.
因为这是一个移民的国家。
Because we are an immigrant nation.
我们很容易的就能够像他们一样，是由不同的背景的人来组成的。
It is very frequent that we have a group made up of people of different backgrounds.
我想渐渐的会越来越是这个样子。
And I believe that it will be more and more so in the future.
因为神的教会，它不是只是针对一个特定的一个人种或者一个民族。
Because the church of God does not belong to any given race.
神的教会是要拯救万人的。
The church of God is to save all people.
那我们在这里很容易的外在上我们有一个共同的语言，就是用英文。
And so today we have a common language of English.
虽然我们有很多人会带有口音的英文，但是我们是可以彼此来沟通的。
And even though many of us have a particular accent, but we are able to communicate.
所以主若愿意。
So if God is willing.
我们这个卡诺加教会，我们也会是一个现代的安提阿教会。
The Canoga Park Church can also be a modern day Antioch Church.
我们还有大概15分钟，我们对今天我们的聚会我们所听的，我们有没有什么问题或者你的感想，我们都可以自由的来发问或者 来分享。
So we have 15 minutes left. So if anyone, does anyone have questions from today's message?
或者你听了之后你有什么这个可以跟大家分享的，也可以请发言。
And also, you're welcome to share your reflections of the message.